You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really, I cannot thank you enough for tuning in and being so diligent. You've made the show as popular as it is, and it sounds like my bosses have been pretty happy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, a Florida mom has written a $12,000 check to her school district's sheriff's department, the sheriff's department in her county, to provide a deputy at her school. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how daily aspirin use could lead to macular degeneration, which is a form of vision loss. We're going to review some other of today's top medical stories, such as our dinnerware could possibly be leading us to having kidney stones. There's also reports coming out of Europe that the swine flu vaccine has caused narcolepsy, a pretty serious condition that out of Europe, reports are linking it to the swine flu vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline. So we are going to be talking about those stories, as well as getting to your medical questions and anything else that comes in breaking news. Got a lot to pack in today. Of course, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. On our website, we have an area where a contact form where you could send us your questions. I'm totally caught up to date with questions. There's only one I couldn't answer back because there wasn't a question. She wrote her name. She wrote her email, but no questions. So other than that, I think I have gotten back to each and every one of you. So I'm pretty excited about that. And hopefully I can read most of these emails on air. Whatever we have time to do, we'll do. Don't forget, guys, we also got the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. So when you do go to my website to send me any emails or check out what we have there, our iPhone app, Android app, don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It's going to be a great trip. It's going to be very exciting. Check that out. A lot of fun. And Alaska, you can't go wrong with a trip to Alaska. Nobody's ever disliked their Alaskan Cruise. It is phenomenal. Knock on wood. And, by the way, sign in to our guest book. We do have a guest book. Sign in. Nice to always hear from you. See where you guys are listening from. Love it. All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Florida mother has effectively hired a deputy for her daughter's elementary school because of concerns she had after last month's Connecticut shooting. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said Laura Laria, that's her first and last name, wrote a check for nearly $12,000 to the Flagler County School District, which will reimburse the sheriff's office to station a deputy for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week at Old Kings Elementary School in Flagler Beach. Currently, they say school resource deputies are stationed at all Flagler County high schools and as many as 3 middle schools, but they don't have sheriff deputies at the elementary schools. A sheriff spokesman said Laria funded the hiring through her police supply company, Police Services, Inc. She could not be reached for comment today. The spokesman also says the sheriff's office wants to put deputies at all schools in the county and is working on finding funding. Good for them. Good for them. A grandmother of a child that goes there said, if I had the money, I'd hire 4 or 5. To know that somebody's there, out there, that they could, that may want to come in with a gun. She says here, to know there's somebody there that if somebody comes in with a gun, they could try to stop them before they kill more children. This is very interesting. This is being reported by CBS News. You know, this is something we predicted last month. If the government's not going to step in and the cities aren't going to step in, the parents will. Now, if it's not allowed, right, or considered okay for parents to just go and man the schools themselves with their CCWs, then pay the sheriff's department. So looks like parents are coming out of pocket to man a deputy. $12,000 to put somebody there 5 days a week. Good for her. That's, good for her. And the deputy that does take that position, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could give money to your sheriff's department for a deputy. I didn't think I guess she gives the money to the school district. The school district would pay the sheriff's department. Now, I do understand that opponents of this would say, look, the school districts are already strapped. If school districts have to be the ones to pay our police officers to protect the schools, they could go bankrupt. I mean, school districts are already money strapped. I get that. I get the financial peril most school districts are in. But didn't Obama promise a $500 million plan? Right? Why can't we use that money? Okay? Why not? We really need to up security at our schools. I think that is a fabulous idea. And keep in mind, other countries already do it. Other schools already have armed guards. Right, everybody's acting like this is such a foreign idea. Israel has armed guards at every school. People aren't shooting up schools now. I just don't get why somebody would be opposed to increasing security around your child. And I think the government should pay for it. Now, of course, most of the $500 million that Obama wants to spend is on assault rifle bans. Okay, and that's what, from what I understand, most of the money is going for, maybe to increase mental health screenings. But if they're going to be spending $500 million, absolutely, increase security at the schools and now. But they won't do that because that's not in their political agenda. This is what completely blows my mind. This is why you can't have politicians run the country. But that's the way it's always been. Okay, you don't have people with common sense. You have people that put their political party first. Why would you put your political party first? These kids need protections. And then the parents are going to take it in their own hands. Right? We got Sheriff Joe in Maricopa County and his posse volunteers, walking the schools and protecting them. Good for them. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Now we have other people saying, fine, I'll just shell out the money if we have to. I want my kid protected. And many of us don't have that kind of money. I understand that. Many of us don't. You know, but I would say that's definitely money well spent. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all out there who listen on XM Radio, Talk Superstation, all your affiliates that play the show. And just thank you. Many of you are listening on your iPhone and your Android app. Don't forget the iPhone and Androids do have free apps. For the Dr. Dahlia Show, please go ahead and download them. And I believe they also link up to other Genesis Communications Network radio hosts. And we got a lot of awesome ones. We got Alex Jones. We got Jason Lewis, Doug Steffen. Great Free Talk Live. Great radio. So after you listen to my show, don't forget to listen to some of the other great, great shows who I love to listen to as well. I'm huge fans of those shows. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there is evidence, according to Fox News, that has been growing for a narcolepsy link to GlaxoSmithKline swine flu shot. Now, they talk about this Emily Olson, who has hallucinations and nightmares. They say she's paralyzed, unable to breathe properly. And they're saying that she is one of 800 children in Sweden and elsewhere in Europe who developed narcolepsy, which is a sleep disorder, after being immunized with the Pandemrix H1N1 swine flu vaccine made by British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline in 2009. Now, I haven't heard of any American cases yet, but apparently there are cases in Finland, Norway, Ireland, and France who have seen spikes in narcolepsy cases, too. And I guess I don't know if the results have been published in a study yet, but I guess there are studies, and Reuters is reporting on this, that there will be a study showing a similar pattern in children in these other European countries. Okay, so Europe's drug regulator has ruled that Pandemrix should no longer be used in people aged under 20. Chief Medical Officer at GlaxoSmithKline's Vaccines Division, Norman Begg, says his firm views the issue extremely seriously and is absolutely committed to getting to the bottom of this, but adds there's really not enough data yet or evidence to suggest a causal link. You know, unfortunately, you got to be really, really careful. You know, many people got the swine flu vaccine at that time. Many people did. But what if some people, let's say, were afflicted with the virus similarly at that time, and that's what caused, let's say, narcolepsy-type symptoms? You know, it's very easy to say something caused something else, but you need to prove it, especially since this could turn into multiple lawsuits, and it could also turn into multiple people not getting the swine flu shot. If they're wrong about this, now you have many people not being protected against pretty severe strains of the flu. Now, they say in total, GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, that shot was given to more than 30 million people in 47 countries during the swine flu pandemic. Okay? They say it does not, this was not given in the United States because it does have an adjuvant, a booster, I guess. And right now, adjuvant vaccines, I guess, are not used in the United States. GlaxoSmithKline says 795 people across Europe have reported developing narcolepsy since the vaccine's use in 2009. All right. Now, we don't know why. Maybe some people are genetically predisposed to narcolepsy. We see narcolepsy in a lot of people with sleep apnea. When they don't get a good night's sleep at night, night after night, they end up falling asleep, being weak. The next day, we make fun of narcolepsy a lot in the movies. You see people just falling asleep at a moment's notice. But people that have narcolepsy, they will fall asleep at meetings. They'll fall asleep in class. They'll fall asleep at times when you would think it's pretty natural to fall asleep, but they really shouldn't be. You know, you're supposed to be going to sleep at night and awake during the day. And people with narcolepsy, there's a variety of other symptoms they could show, but what seems to be the most promoted and marketed are the jokes where people just fall asleep while they're driving. But it's no joke. You know, we've noticed people with sleep apnea, if they don't get a good night's sleep, they fall asleep the next day. Whether it's narcolepsy or not, this could be pretty significant. But usually, we've been associated with narcolepsy either with a genetic type of disorder or with sleep apnea. Could a vaccine cause this? I don't know. I mean, we know that vaccines for the most part are safe, but we also are intelligent people, and we know that there could be side effects. When you inject something into your body, there could be some unpredictable sequelae. We know that. And in this particular case, we have 795 cases claiming this is what's causing their narcolepsy. Now, this is going to take a lot of, this is going to need a lot of investigation. Are many of these young people now on Facebook? I mean, I didn't really start Facebook until 2009. 2009 is when I started it. And I started it, it was, I think 2008, it had started to grow. Early 2009, I started my radio show. And I went on air, and everybody said, you need to be on Facebook. So I started to be on Facebook, and then, oh, my gosh, I was addicted. Fell in love with it. So somebody could also claim, all right, and again, this is why it needs to be investigated. Somebody could claim, well, wait a second, the shot was given out 2009, 2010, right? People, started to internet more, Facebook more, tweets started to come out during that time. So somebody could argue, now you have people up all night on the computer when they used to not be, and now they're tired during the day. Who knows? You know, all I'm saying is that is just one example of why these things have to be investigated. So what triggers with this adjuvant called AS03 in the Pandemrix vaccine, what could it do? So some suggest it's AS03 or its boosting effect could have triggered the onset of narcolepsy in those that have an HLA gene variant. Now, people with this HLA gene variant, they could have a variety of different issues. But we have found some of them more neurological. And so maybe, you know, this was one of the theories with vaccines and autism. In the medical community, we do not feel flu shots cause autism. But the reason why the theory is still being entertained and I hope investigated is because if somebody does have a gene variant and there's something in a vaccine that could instigate it and instigate a change, that's something that needs to be looked at. And that's something that's what I'm hoping is still being researched. Do you have healthy people that later convert to autism because they get something injected into them? And if they have a gene variant, it could twist. Now, I gotta tell you another theory I'm looking at, is autism and fibroids. I can't tell you how many of my patients who have given birth or who had carried a baby with a fibroid who ended up having an autistic child, or should I switch it back? A lot of us have fibroids. Fibroids is extra muscular tissue within the uterus that grows. They could be round, they could be pretty firm, cause a baby as they're being carried in the womb to kind of have to distort a little bit with the way they're laying in the uterus. But let me correct myself. Many of my patients who have a child with autism have a history of fibroids. Now, that's a little fascinating to me. And I want to research that. I really want to research that. Something to look at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Medical research could be fascinating, but somebody's got to pay for it. There's got to be money. All right, speaking of womb, this is really, really cool. In Spain, archaeologists have found the remains of a Roman woman who had died in her 30s that has a calcified tumor in her pelvis. Now, this tumor, better known as a teratoma, has actually a bone and four deformed teeth embedded in this tumor. Two of the teeth are still attached to the wall of the tumor. They believe this woman died 1,600 years ago and had a condition known as a dermoid tumor or an ovarian teratoma. I had a tumor like this on my ovary. 2% chance of malignancy, we were told at the time, so of course we took it out. No teeth in it, but it had a little tuft of hair of my natural hair color, which was like a strawberry blonde, light brown. I know people think that's crazy and sick. I think it's absolutely cute. Just adorably cute. And these teratomas come from an ectodermal layer, a cell layer that decides to land on an area where it's not supposed to. It could be on the back, it could be in the liver, it could be a variety of areas, but most commonly on the ovary, and it'll grow, and it'll have components that have the same ectodermal layer that produces teeth, nails, hair, which is why you'll see teeth, nails, or hair in these tumors. Pretty cool stuff. But anyway, for them to see a woman 1,600 years ago have one of these teratomas, hers was about 1.7 inches. So, 1.7 inches, that's a pretty good size. The tumors, they say, come from the germ cells which form human eggs and create hair, teeth, and bone. Just like I said, it was the first time they actually found one of these in an ancient skeleton. Pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month
2 month, 6 month, 3 month, 1 month, or 7 day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Well, looks like obese people have yet another thing to be concerned about. I guess obese drivers are more likely to die in collisions than people of normal weight. This is a new study that has been published in BMJ's group Emergency Medicine Journal. They say the risk of death is increased the more obese the driver is. Maybe it's due to vehicle design. Maybe they need to make changes. But the researchers examined data from the U.S. Fatality Analysis Reporting System from 1996 to 2008. In that period, 57,491 collisions in the nation were submitted. The study used the World Health Organization definition of obese, whose body mass index is greater than 30. The study's authors pointed to previous research that showed that an obese driver's lower body is propelled farther upon impact before a seat belt engages the pelvis. The driver's additional tissue prevents the belt from fitting snugly, but the upper body is held back. The author suggests that while obese people may have underlying health problems, the vehicle design may have to then be changed in order to provide better protection. Now, they say the ability of passenger vehicles to protect overweight and obese occupants may, you know, have increasingly important public health implications. I'm reading this from USA Today. Now that more and more people are becoming obese. Right now, a third of U.S. adults, 35.7%, are obese, according to the CDC. Plus 16.9% of U.S. children and adolescents are obese. So if they've been using these crash test dummies, and we've seen the crash test dummies. Remember the ones in the 80s? They look like 165-pound men. They may need to change this up a little bit to include 250, 300, 400-pound people. So from what I understand, they are going to start looking at using larger crash test dummies. They also say that morbidly obese people may not be wearing the seatbelts properly. And these seatbelt designs may be designed more for slender folk. And so maybe they need to redesign the seatbelts. But if we are seeing more people die in a crash that are obese, something's wrong. Now, okay, somebody could say, well, wait a second. All right. Was it that they had a, you know, how they're going to have to look at this is they're going to have to look at two equal crashes that occurred, let's say, same intersection, same mechanism of action. Does the obese person, are they more likely to die than the slim person? Now, they're saying these people are restrained, okay, seatbelted, et cetera. Because somebody could say, well, an obese person may not want to wear the seatbelt. They're uncomfortable. They're being leaned up too close to the steering wheel. So, you know, somebody could talk about the mechanics. But somebody could also say, well, wait a second. Are we looking at more deaths with obese people because they're more inclined to get into a car accident? Okay, and why would an obese person be more inclined to get into a car accident? Are they able to move less? Or do they have difficulty moving, swinging around, looking at the blind side? You know, when I had surgery, they told me not to drive because I couldn't move. I didn't want to move. I was swollen. I was in pain. I mean, look, anytime any of us wake up with a stiff neck, we don't like to drive because we can't move our neck. Could there be an argument if they're not looking at just the mechanics of the seatbelt and what's going on in the car? Are more obese drivers dying because more obese drivers are involved in car accidents, period? You know, if you can't move as well, many people with obesity have low back issues. They could have neck issues. Maybe they're not able to twist and turn and move and be able to see who's coming in their blind spot. Okay? Well, or try to look around the blind spot, for example. All right? Also, maybe people that are obese are more inclined to sleep apnea. So if you're more inclined to sleep apnea, like we just talked about a few minutes ago, you aren't sleeping well at night, you're not getting a good sleep, the next day you're tired, so your reflexes are gone, or you're falling asleep at the wheel. So there, you know, I'd like to get a little bit more information. Are obese people more prone to getting into car accidents to begin with? Hence, that's why there's more fatalities. Or is the way the car is built, the way the seats are, maybe a lot of obese people push their seat back to the point where that really wasn't tested in these safety testings. I mean, when I was pregnant, I had to really, you know, move that car. You know, you have the manual, so I would sit there and, you know, grab it down between my legs under the seat and push it back with my legs. And I had to leave plenty of room for my stomach because it was hitting the wheel. Well, if the seat being pushed back that far isn't being tested, you know, in most of these crash testings, that's a possibility, too. So it's just something to kind of think about, and it's kind of scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you may find this scary. There's a study that's looking at worm therapy to treat autism. Now, since we've known that worms have been used in other autoimmune diseases, some people are thinking, what if we could use worms to help heal autism? Dr. Eric Hollander got the idea to study the use of the hygiene hypothesis to treat autism when he notices one of his patients' behavior improved while self-medicating with the eggs of whipworm, Trichuris suis ova, TSO. Over the past 20 years, doctors have noticed parasitic worms help alleviate symptoms for Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, and they're even studying type 1 diabetes. So now, clinical professor of psychiatry, Dr. Hollander, at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and director of Autism and Obsessive Compulsive Spectrum Program at the Montefiore Medical Center, is leading a trial that will see if these TSOs, Trichuris suis ova, can treat the symptoms of autism. Now, he says there is some evidence with autism that individuals may have had an activation of the maternal immune system, this inflammatory response that's activated during pregnancy. The TSO is a naturally occurring drug-delivering device that can dampen the inflammatory response and decrease pro-inflammatory cytokines, which is something that that helps kind of keep the inflammatory process going. Now, apparently, he tried treatments like Risperidone and Abilify for behaviors, and he didn't find much with that. So he's now looking into worms. Now, basically, he said his patient took a small capsule containing 2,500 whipworm eggs every 2 weeks. By the 8th week of treatments, the behavior of the patient was less severe. By week 10, all of his symptoms had disappeared. He continued on this dosage for 15 months and did not have a single recurrence. So based on the fact that the child had substantial improvement, it didn't cure the autism but had a huge impact on his repetitive and disruptive behaviors. So now Dr. Hollander is going to design a study test to look at this. He's going to look at 10 adults between the ages 18 and 35 of normal intelligence, good verbal skills, and because they need these autism patients to be able to discuss their behaviors. And we'll also look at people with allergies or a family history of autoimmune diseases. They'll either get the TSO, the OVA, or a placebo for 12 weeks. And then what they're going to do is do a washout period for 4 weeks where they get nothing. And then what they're going to do is they're going to switch them and see what happens. And that's going to hopefully allow, it sounds like a single-blind study, it's going to allow them to see, you know, did the eggs improve behavior? And then when they didn't get the eggs, did the behavior go away? Huh, very interesting stuff. I really dig this kind of thing. I really, really do. I love it when researchers just kind of take that little extra, you know, lateral step to see what could possibly work. But again, I mean, we're talking about giving people worms, whipworm eggs. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the earlier hour, we were discussing about how our dishware could possibly lead us to kidney stones, cancer, and not because of BPA, but because of melamine. Melamine gets leached out of our plates and our bowls when our food is hot. And this melamine has been found to cause kidney diseases such as kidney stone, kidney failure, and cancer. So now a Taiwanese study had looked at 12 healthy men and women who ate hot noodle soup. They looked at the melamine in their urine. They also tested them without the melamine or with the melamine. And it was a pretty significant amount of people picking it up after hot soup. So when you hear this story about our dinnerware causing us to have kidney disease, take it with a grain of salt, but it is something they're looking at. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a study out of Australia comes saying today that aspirin may be associated with an elevated risk of macular degeneration, which is a vision loss. One of the more common causes of vision loss is our macular degeneration, age-related. You got the wet, you got the dry, you got the neovascular, but this is a report that's published this week in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. They say in the study, one or more times a week was considered regular use one or more times a week. They say older people who used aspirin regularly had double the risk of the eye disease. Now, of course, this aspirin has been used to prevent heart attack, and our cardiologists have been, claiming that aspirin has probably, led to a revolution in how we could prevent heart attacks because of its clot-preventing abilities. We've talked about how people get heart attacks. You have a plaque on your coronary artery. It breaks off, tears the intimal lining within that artery. Immediately, your body decides to form a clot, clog it off. Aspirin helps prevent the clotting formation, so you could still get blood to where it needs to go. And so people who have been taking aspirin, we found amazing success with that. But this is not the first study that has linked long-term aspirin use to eye disease. So my recommendation is to, if you are over 40, you should be checking in with a ophthalmologist anyway. I mean, I think all of us 40 and older should check in with an ophthalmologist. I even have our pediatric patients check in with an eye doctor. Why not? But when you're over 40, I think regular screens are extremely important. Many times that's when we start to have difficulty with our accommodation and we need to start wearing reading glasses. But if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, your insurance should pay for an eye exam. So please get that checked out. And my guess is if you are on a daily aspirin because your doctor told you to take it, that's because you are at higher risk for cardiovascular disease. So insurance should cover the eye exam. I hope so. You know, many people, their insurance company doesn't cover vision, contact lenses, glasses. But if you have a medical condition that should be covered, double check them with your plans. As Obamacare unfolds, as more than as much as I. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? A dog had bit a Texas mom, and it was a family dog. And unfortunately, she became so infected that she has been in the ICU for a month. And this was a harmless bacteria that many animals carry in their mouth, the Campylobacter canamorsis. It's a bacteria found in a third of all dogs and cats. And from what we understand, a Texas mother of four is fighting for her life after she contracted a rare infection that actually has required the amputation of her legs and fingers. And this was a small dog bite. She's 48 years old, Robin Sullins. She was trying to break up a spat between her family dogs on Christmas Day. She was bitten on the finger. 2 days after the incident, she was rushed to the emergency room with a very high fever. Her body started turning black and blue. Her kidney shut down, so it sounds like she went into septic shock. She was transferred into University Medical Center Brackenridge in Austin. Doctors tried to figure out what the heck could have happened, why she fell so ill, but they did know there was an unusual bacteria in her bloodstream. An infectious disease specialist has been treating Robin. The lab had trouble identifying it because usually when we do blood cultures, we look for the typical type of thing. So, sometimes you could tell by the colonies, you could tell by the way they look, but you have to designate, if you're looking for something in particular, you have to sometimes designate that culture be done. Finally, doctors determined that she was infected with Campylobacter canamorsis. It's usually a harmless bacteria found in dogs and cats. But Robin's infection was so severe that they had to amputate her legs and many of her fingers to curb its spread. She's been off and on life support. And from what we understand, we still don't have a good prognosis on her yet. We still don't know if she'll regain her kidneys. But the reason why I bring this up to you is a lot of us are animal lovers. A lot of us have family dogs. Who would think that your own family dog, right, would put you at risk of amputations and possibly death? Now, we've talked about this, how we really underestimate the power of a cut or a bite. So many of us have gotten cut or bit at the workplace. Sometimes we don't even wash it out. I've seen how lazy many people are. When you get a wound, wash it out immediately. I have to follow my own advice, but I can't tell you how many times the cats scratch me or they play, and as they play, sometimes they, their teeth sink in a little bit. And, you know, if I'm still playing with them, I'll still play. No, you stop what you're doing. You try to bleed it out and you wash. And I mean, a big bite, be careful trying to bleed it out. But, you know, these little things, I try to bleed it out. I rinse it, wash it with soap and water as much as you can. That's your first line of defense. Then if you don't think it's getting better, see a doctor. For many dog bites, we'll put you on an antibiotic. We don't mess around. When we get these bad dog bites come into the ER, we'll put you on Augmentin, amoxicillin clavulanic acid. We don't mess around. These bites get infected, and we don't sew you up most of the time. If you get bit on the face, sometimes we'll get a plastic surgeon involved. But if you get bit in the leg, et cetera, by a dog bite, and you have that shearing tear, we don't sew it up. Because when we sew it up, there's more risk of infection. I mean, these dog bites and animal bites are so contaminated. Even though many of you have gotten bitten, scratched, and nothing happened to you, you just never know. So it's something that I would strongly urge you to follow up on. Unfortunately, it just took 2 days for her to start going into septicemia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One thing we're going to be talking about in the next hour, and we should probably spend more time on this year, is the ever-growing epidemic of loneliness. Now, I know some of you guys are like, oh, no, she's going to get all girly. We're talking about loneliness. No, 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 no. One of my truckers called in a while back and said, look, you know, when are you going to talk about loneliness? One of the major risk factors that many truck drivers have, in addition to, you know, having back issues and obesity and being more at risk for heart disease and lack of sleep, is loneliness. And he was absolutely right. They found that being lonely does affect physical health. A study looked at 200 breast cancer survivors, average age of 51, compared to study participants with more social connections, and they found that people who did feel lonely had more inflammation in response to stress, had higher reactivation of herpes if they had a latent herpes virus, which obviously shows sign of immunity, or poor immunity, appeared to have chronic inflammation, which could obviously lead to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, etc. Now, the reason why I need to talk about this with you all is because I think a lot of us are choosing to be alone. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I get home after seeing, I don't know, 30 patients. I love my patients to death, but I come home and I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to talk. I mean, I'm on air 3 hours a day. Then I go to a busy clinic. I just don't want to talk. Now, even though my husband and kids are rejoicing about it, you know, it just having some time to myself, it just seems like a luxury I never get. And then, you know, here comes the weekend and you're like, well, I deal with people all during the week. No, I don't really think I want to go out with anybody. Let's just sit home, watch a movie, isolate. And a lot of people, now that they're in love with their computers and their Facebook and their tweeting and their Google games, people are preferring isolation to socialization. Now, is this as big an epidemic? Absolutely it is. You know, we blame video games on obesity, but should we also be blaming video games on it's not so much the sitting of the video games, if I could correct myself, causing obesity. What if it's the isolation causing obesity? I mean, when I had to go out every Friday and every Saturday night, I needed to make sure I could fit into my clothes. So I watched my weight. But if my weekend is going to be sitting in front of a computer, why would I exercise more? I'm going to be just sitting in my, you know, in front of the computer. We're going to talk about this in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.